Good evening, Europe!
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uri Tuttiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
That is true. Welcome to this one-hour extravaganza all about the Eurovision Song Contest. We are now in the month of May. Yes, it is generally Eurovision month, but don't worry, I will distract you for the next hour.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Elena, who was going to be representing Israel this year, though she's going to do it next year, so panic over. But that was going to be the Israeli entry for 2020, Fekeh Levi, which was going to be performed in four languages, as you just heard: English, Hebrew, Arabic, and a language which I've completely forgotten off the top of my head, but it's native to Ethiopia. Yes, she's going to be one of the. She was going to be one of the very few Africans who have performed at the Eurovision Song Contest, who have participated for Israel. So Israel went very diverse this year, which I applaud them for doing so. I think That is an awesome tune, and it's become probably one of the fan party favourites of this year's contest, if it was going to take place, of course. It's almost reminiscent, a little bit like Stella Mwangi for Norway in 2011, though sadly she didn't qualify, though she sang in a language native to Kenya, because she's originally from Kenya, or Kenyan roots at least. Yes. So, obviously, I'm here to distract you away from all the negativity and all the stuff, because there's plenty of that, as we're still in lockdown here in the United Kingdom, and I'm sure wherever you are across the world listening to us. We do have listeners in the United States, Australia, Canada, the Netherlands, France, Sweden, Russia. Honestly, I've had a look. We have listeners in Vietnam as well, which is amazing, and in India, oh goodness me, right across Europe, of course. But I thank you very much for listening to this Eurovision Showcase, and I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiat. If you want to get in contact with the show, get a request in, which Mr. Javier Leal has done from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, you can by sending us a tweet at ESC Showcase. You can send us a message via our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. I would like to say a big hello and a shout out to James Brett down the road from where I am. He's down in Worthing in West Sussex, which is awesome. My other half, Rob, works in Bognor Regis, technically, but we're in lockdown, obviously, so that ain't happening. He's working from home. But James, thank you very much anyway. Lovely to hear from you. Get your requests in, peeps. It was lovely, lovely to hear from you. Now, I'm going to showcase a song from a national final, which you'll probably be shocked didn't actually end up going to Eurovision. And certainly this one is too. When you consider what the country sent instead, you're probably sort of like, I don't know, bowled over in shock, because I was when I found it. Now, and if you remember, obviously. So, Greece, 2002. Yes, we remember 2002's contest. I know lots of Eurovision fans aren't too keen, particularly on the contest. I loved it. It was the very first contest for me, which turned me into an ultra Eurovision fan. And I think I may have told the story before, but the 2001 contest, with it being so grandiose and amazing, and I was completely obsessed with Lindsay Drake's No Dreamer Possible, like, big time. I knew as soon as Jessica Garlick went to the to Tallinn to represent the United Kingdom, she came third with Comeback, really bringing the UK back to the top of the scoreboard, well, close to it at least, and it was just of amazement. I love all of the songs in the 2002 contest, except for the Greek entry. It is strange. Yes, and it's Michaelis with Sagapo, S-A-G-A-P-O, which Sagapo obviously means I love you in Greek. But this song actually didn't make it through. It came second, but it only came second with the jury, but it only came third with the televoters. So by the point differentials and all of that type of stuff, basically Michaelis managed to go through to Eurovision with his, as Terry Wogan said, here comes the Borg. Yes, basically this, they were all dressed up like RoboCop, basically, and had nothing to do with the song. It was completely sung in English as well. But this song, I love, I hope you do too. This is a real Greek European fun song. It's amazing. Here is Maria Luisa and Not For Sale with the song To Be Together. Yes, Eurodance at its finest. Θα βρεις άλλη αγκαλιά, μα το ξέρεις καλά ότι όλα αυτά θα τελειώσουν με μια σου συγγνώμη. You wanna fly and run away, but I won't beg you to stay, since I know very well that you'll come back to tell me you love me.
love's forever, can't you see? That's how it is for you and me. What do you buy?
Beautiful, isn't it? That is Switzerland's entry in 1968 in the Royal Albert Hall in London, of course. That is Gianni Mascolo with Guardiando il Sole, which came 13th for Switzerland out of the 17 entries, and that only got, shockingly, only 2 points. Yes, but then the scoring was obviously completely different that year. And obviously that was a year when Cliff Richard with Congratulations was 1 point away from beating Maciel with La 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 La. Yes, and obviously look what happened there. It didn't ruin Cliff's career, did it? Because he tried again in 73, didn't he? And then he ended up coming third with Power to All Our Friends, with the most cringeworthy choreography I think ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, certainly for back then, it was really weird. Right, we're heading across the pond, and not to the United States, but to Canada, the sensible country. And anyway, I won't go on with that. I'm going to play a song which Javier has requested, and it is the brand new single to Sergei Lazarev. Now, Sergei has represented Russia twice at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016 with You Are the Only One, and of course in 2019 with Scream, both coming third. So hopefully, third time lucky, he'll come third. No, again, no, he'll come first. I'm hoping so, because he is a decent guy, lovely guy, and adorable, to be fair. So, I'm going to play you his latest single. I'm going to try and pronounce it in Russian. It's Plozdendi di Pompeii, which means the last day of Pompeii. So here is Sergei Lazarev and his latest single from La Russie, Russia.
Hello, this is Sergei Lazarev from Russia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Провожая утром, ты меня согреешь словом. Каждую минуту слышу в голове твой голос. Словно оригами наши чувства белый лебедь. Мы опять взлетаем, разорвав земные цепи. Каждый день тебя найду на ощупь. Пусть меня цепляют знаки твоих многоточий. Снова собираем, что разрушили войною. Вновь соединяя силуэты под луною.
Play just the best songs. And now, here's another great tune.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Don't
That's Romania 2012, Mandinga with Zelelale. I must admit, I loved it on the night in 2012, and it was one of my favourites, actually. Only came 12th in the end with 71 points, sang both in English and Spanish. Though Zelelale doesn't really mean anything, apparently, according to Google Translate, at least. Anyway, right, hey, girlfriend, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, husband?
Very well.
Robert Arrington's.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything good? You well?
Yes, very well.
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon out there.
It is indeed.
And it's also beautiful to see you as well.
Thank you, darling.
That's all right, you're well.
As you do.
Oh.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, my husband has got his segment back once again, of course. Not the whole show like last week. But if you want to, if you missed that, then head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, and you can listen back to that. So, Roberto, explain, what is Rob's Random Request?
Well, basically, it's a section of the show where we have two hats, full of one full of years and one full of countries. And I just pick a year. And then I pick a country with the hope that they line up. Because I don't always. We can get some very random ones, can't we? But generally, we'll just go until we get... we always pick the year first. Then we'll go until we get a country that matches up.
Yeah.
So it's completely random. Indeed. So, let me choose a country. No, a year.
A year.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh.
There you go. Right, I have a year in my hand. It is 76.
Ah, so that was the contest held in The Hague in the Netherlands.
Oh, lovely place.
And the Brotherhood of Man won with Saving Kisses for Me.
Oh, yes, that's nice. Right. Okay, I have a country. Let's see if it matches up, shall we?
Ooh.
The anticipation is driving us wild.
And crazy.
Don't think so. That's Moldova.
Oh, no. Debut 2005.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Number two. Bulgaria, no.
No, 2005 as well.
Yeah. Number three, Portugal.
Oh, the Portuguese entry. I don't think I've ever played this on the show, Rob.
Well, there
good,
you go.
Good choice. So this is Carlos de Camo with Uma Flor de Veda Pino.
It's Pinot wine. Green wine. That's a Portuguese thing, isn't it? We have some green wine in Portugal.
Yeah, we did, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think that's a Portuguese wine.
Was that while we were in Lisbon?
Possibly.
Or could it have been on our way down to Lagos after?
Possibly. I remember having some somewhere. But anyway, and I'm sure that Pinho is wine.
Yeah.
A green pine flower. Okay, well, I was... No, nothing to do with wine at all. But I got the colour right. It's similar to French. Vert.
Vert. Yes, I guess it is.
Anyway, I'm going to go and put my tail between my legs now because I'm embarrassed.
Don't be silly. I'm going to tell you about the song. Now, the song is a ballad. Surprise, surprise. With Carmo comparing his love for his country with the love that he feels for a beautiful woman. Aww. Now, he goes as far as to liken himself to Pedro the First, famous in Portuguese history for his status as a lover.
Wow.
Pedro the First... Oh dear, was King of Portugal from 1357 until his death.
Oh, well, don't we all compare ourselves to Peter I at some time in our lives?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so here is Portugal, 1976, this week's Rob's Random Request. From Carlos de Camo, Uma Flor de Veda Pino. Which isn't about wine, apparently.
Eu podia chamar-te pátria minha, dar-te o mais lindo nome português. Podia dar-te um nome de rainha, que esta voz é de Pedro por Inês. Mas não há forma, não há verso, não há leito para este fogo, amor, para este rio, como dizer um coração fora do peito, meu amor, transbordou e eu sem navio. Gostar de ti é um poema que não digo, que não há taça, amor, para este vinho. Não há guitarras nem cantar de amigo. Não há flor, não há flor de verde pinho. Não há barco nem trigo, não há trevo. Não há palavras para escrever esta canção. Gostar de ti é um poema que não escrevo, que há um rio sem leito e eu sem coração. Mas não há forma, não há verso, não há leito para este fogo, amor, para este rio. Como dizer um coração fora do peito? Meu amor transbordou e eu sem navio. Gostar de ti é um poema que não digo, que não há taça, amor, para este vinho. Não há guitarras nem cantar de amigo. Não há flor, não há flor de verde.
Very passionate song from Portugal at the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest. And I ended up coming 12th with 24 points. Carlos do Camo, Uma Flor de Verde Pinho. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if I haven't. But obrigado to all of our lovely Portuguese listeners, yes. Anyways, moving swiftly on. Right, we had a very interesting time on Friday night, didn't we? Yes, Eurojury 2020, hosted by our friends at Eurovoir.com. And my goodness me, it was a nail-biter of a points calculation. My goodness me, I couldn't believe half of the results. So I won't give you any spoilers about the majority of the results, basically from second down to the last place. So if you want to be don't want to be spoiled, then so obviously mute it for the next 3 minutes, because I'm going to play you the winning song. Basically, so the winning song was from Iceland. Yes, Iceland won Eurojury 2020 for the very first time. Well, Eurojury, not Eurojury 2020, because there's only the one contest, of course. Anyways, digging a hole here. Yes, so Davide and the data volume, I think that's what they're called, the Davide and the Gagamingo, I'm trying to pronounce it in Icelandic and I'm failing at this attempt, at least. Anyway, so Iceland's entry, which was going to be for 2020, won Eurojury 2020. So yes, here is Thinking About Things from Davi from Iceland.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Believe me, I'll always be there. So though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. 'Cause I don't understand you. I had to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. 'Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go. Baby, I can't wait to know. What do you think about things? Believe me, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen. Mm-hmm.
birds of a feather. I just hope you enjoy our company. It's been some time, and though hard to define, as if the stars have started to align, we are bound together now and forever, and I will never let you go. To say, but either way, at least I'll be there, baby. I can't wait to know, what do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen.
Doesn't it sound almost like a game show theme song? Love it. That's Davi Freyr from Iceland, 2020, this year's Eurojury winner. Now, if you've missed the show or any previous shows of Eurojury, then you can head over to eurovoix.com. That's Euro and V-O-I-X.com, of course. And you can rewatch all of the shows from there. Now
it is now time to keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
And this week's news is dated of Sunday the 3rd of May 2020. The BBC have revealed their programme schedule ahead of next week, which now includes the broadcast of Eurovision Europe Shine a Light live on BBC One. It was originally revealed that Eurovision Europe Shine a Light, a show from the European Broadcasting Union, would only be shown on the BBC iPlayer. However, on Friday morning, the BBC have revealed that, in fact, the show will be shown live on BBC One with numerous and other television radio shows in the schedule. So Eurovision Come Together will be at 6:30 on BBC One on the 16th of May. A show created by the BBC that will feature classic Eurovision performances and look at what would have been in 2020 entertaining interviews, including the UK entry from James Newman. Also, we've got Europe Shine a Light at 8 p.m. on BBC One. Yes, and it will be hosted by the hosts of Eurovision 2020, and among other things too. Now, the Eurovision 2020 logo has won gold and silver medals at the European Design Awards. Sweden's representative at the Eurovision Song Contest 2011, Erik Sader, is recovering at home after contracting COVID-19. We wish him a speedy recovery. Andres Holten has passed away at the age of 84. He was best known for co-representing the Netherlands at the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest with his co-singer Sandra Riemer. And both came fourth at the 1972 contest in Edinburgh that year. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends of Andreas. And finally, the United Kingdom's entrants at the 1992 contest, Michael Ball and Captain Tom Moore, have got to number one in the UK singles charts.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoix.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy!
I'm running on air.
Feeling guilty with Forest FM.
Die Nacht wirft einen Schatten und er ist von mir. Dein Kissen unberührt und ich noch immer hier. Kein Verkehr. Ab heute hast du nachher, denn ich will nicht mehr. So nicht, so will ich nicht. Nur one step forward und zwei zurück. Ein Schritt zu weit, babe, und ich bin weg. Liebe ist kein ungedeckter Scheck.
One step forward for Austria in 1997, Bettina Sorat with One Step. Yes. And I have such a love for that song. I know it's really cheesy. It got 21st with only 12 points. It got 5 points from Hungary, 3 points from the Netherlands and Russia, and just 1 point from Poland, which sadly meant Austria got relegated and they couldn't participate at the 98 contest in Birmingham that year. Never mind. Right, we have a request and it comes in from Richard in Ferndown. Richard, lovely to hear from you. Thanks again for getting in contact, and you have given us a doozy of a request. Oh yes. And yes, I don't know if you knew, but obviously you knew Cyprus came second in 2018 with Fuego, which was sung by Eleni Ferreira. Now, previously to that, From what I'm led to believe, Helena Paparizou was going to be representing Cyprus that year, but she pulled out for some reason. I'm not too sure. But she ended up recording Fuego. And that's what Richard has requested. Now, you've clearly done your research, Richard. You must be an avid Eurovision fan like myself, maybe. Ooh, have competition now. So, anyways, Richard, here is your request. Here is Helena Paparizou, who won for Greece at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest with my number one, and also coming third with Antique with Die For You for Greece in 2001. Here is Helena Paparizou with Fuego.
Take a dive into my eyes. Yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power in line. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. You keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high, highs, yeah. Till I got a desire. You got me pelican, fly, 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 yeah. Taking me
calling in the soft sea air. So much to lose, and yet I leave the hills of Clare and live in a desert if I had you there. What would I lose if I could choose? If I could choose a place to walk with you, I'd choose the longest road, and it would lead us to a house that no one knew. Bellows by the fire, and the turf smoke rising higher,
than the lark that wings and always sings of you. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I'd choose the longest day, and over all the hills of Clare I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I'd choose the longest day, and over all the hills of Clare I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose.
Sean Dunphy representing Ireland at the 1967 Eurovision Song Contest, coming second just behind Sandy Shaw's Puppet on a String for the United Kingdom, who ended up winning, of course. And I would like to dedicate that to my own mother, Mary Tuttiot. I would like to thank you very much, Mum, for everything in life. And, of course, a big happy birthday to you. Yes, obviously in lockdown, I'm not with my mum, which is quite sad. And then it's my dad's birthday on the 8th too. So, yeah, sad. You can't give him a hug or anything, but prezzies and cards, I'm sure you've had already, Mum. I should hope so, because it's now the 3rd and your birthday was on yesterday, on Saturday. So, yes. So you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. Of course, you can get in contact with us via our Twitter page at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. It's now time to play you a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, it is now time for Live and Kicking. This week, here on the Eurovision Showcase, Live and Kicking is going to take us to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, in Dublin, Ireland, it was the famous one where Riverdance won, practically, in the interval act, of course, and blew everybody away. But Ireland also won that year. Paula Harrington and Charlie McGettigan with Rock and Roll Kids, a beautiful, beautiful song. We're going to play the song that ended up coming 12th. Yes, and it is a beautiful song from Iceland. Yes, and it's sung by Siga. And here is the song Nightur, which means nighttime.
Nightur, drömmalöf, dimblar himmel, visionaröt, nightur. Er ofið í skýn hvít Hálið þær hugsanir Í húminu þín einnýtt Ég hver verð földar tekur Hvert sem hugur ber Svefni laða
Sure. Skilabotil din, ja. Vögnin flutur þvílík leyndar mál.
Casualties of the 41, at least, of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I'm really gutted that I can't see that on stage being performed on the Eurovision stage. That is Vasile with You, this year's entry for North Macedonia. Oh, yes, one of those good songs this year. Well, many of them. So many. Anyways, right. Thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday, which is the 10th of May. Yes, it's going to be an emotional one for many of us Eurovision fans, but don't worry, I'll keep you entertained. Get your requests in, of course. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis lat, dobizenia, gott nacht and adios. I'll see you next week. Toodaloo.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.